Old Dutch, the cleanser that polishes as it cleans, presents Bachelor's Children. You know, it's not surprising that we're receiving thousands of requests for our smart-looking floral spray pin. It is handsome and right in style. It's a quality piece of costume jewelry made by one of America's leading jewelers. Why, a pin like this is worth $1. But just think, you may have it for only 25 cents and the windmill pictures from two Old Dutch cleanser labels. Well, that's such a bargain that many are taking advantage of the offer to get more than one for gifts or bridge prizes. Fashionable women everywhere are wearing pins like this on lapels, dresses, and sweaters. It's 14-karat gold finish in a stunning floral design consisting of three flowers, one large and two small, with satin-finished petals that contrast with the brightly polished stems and the green-gold effect of the leaves. The heart of each flower is set with a brilliantly cut, imported simulated amethyst. It also has a safety lock. This pin is 2.5 inches overall. It was made exclusively for Old Dutch Cleanser, and the only way you can get it is through this offer. But hurry, our limited supply is going so fast, we probably won't be announcing this offer much longer. So send 25 cents and the windmill pictures from two Old Dutch Cleanser labels for each pin wanted to Old Dutch Cleanser, Chicago, Illinois. This offer is good only in the United States. And save time and work. Use Old Dutch, the cleanser with the 1-2 cleaning action. One, cuts grease quickly. Two, makes your cleaning easier. And now, Bachelor's Children. It's nearly 10 o'clock the following evening as we take up our story again, and Sam is just opening the door of his house to admit Dr. Graham.
Hi, sir. Fella.
Well, it's about time you're showing up, young man.
My wife over here?
Yes, she certainly is. Oh. Come in here and give an account of yourself.
You hear that? I'm telling you, she's all burned up because you've been AWOL.
Well, now listen, I'm counting on you to stand back of me in case she gets tough.
Well,
where have you been all this time?
Well, now, just hold on a minute, I'll tell you. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Dr. Bob.
You know, I always bring a box of candy or something like that to square myself when I've stayed out late.
Oh, well, I never have to square myself with my wife. How about that, darling?
Well, aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting?
After all, I haven't seen you since 8:30 this morning.
Oh? Well, I trust it won't embarrass you two if I kiss my wife.
Things have come to a pretty pass, I must say, when a wife has to invite her husband to kiss her.
Yes, I'd say so too, Sam.
Yet better?
Much better. Although it's almost like being kissed by a stranger.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm not taking all the blame here. You weren't home this afternoon when I finished my office hours.
I know I wasn't. I was shopping. Well, tell me, who did you have dinner with?
With Mr. Radcliffe, Mr. Hampton.
Hampton?
Mm-hmm. Editor of the News Dispatch. And Mr. Wakefield. He's state representative for this district.
Oh, but how come? Why did you happen to have dinner with him?
Well, you know, you were over at the house last night, weren't you, when Mr. Radcliffe suggested I have lunch with him and Mr. Hampton?
No, Janet left before Allison and her father came by.
Oh, that's right. Well, you tell him about it?
No, I didn't.
She hasn't had a chance. She's been too busy wondering who you were with.
Oh, Sam, I was not.
Well, anyway, last night, Allison brought her father over to see me. She had told him about our plans for taking the sanitarium case to the legislature and had him very much interested in it. Well, it seems he's a very good friend of this Corliss Hampton of the News Dispatch, and he arranged for the three of us to have lunch today.
What for?
Well, he felt that Hampton could do us a whole lot of good through his paper if we could get him interested in us.
And did you?
Yes, I believe we did.
Oh, good.
It's a funny thing. Hampton has a son, grown now, who suffered with heart disease for a good many years. And as a consequence, Mr. Hampton is vitally interested in anything having to do with the disease.
Yeah, I suppose he naturally would. Where are you going, honey?
I thought I'd go back and make some coffee and fix a little lunch for us to eat while we're talking.
Okay, fine.
Do you mind if I don't help you, Janet? I want to hear all about this.
Oh, no, that's all I said.
Well, go on, Bob.
Well, I explained the whole situation to Hampton. He knew about the sanatorium, of course, and the injunction that had been placed on it. But after I told him about Conway and his part in it, he... very pompous sort of person. Ever meet him?
No, never did.
Well, anyway, he declared himself as being on our side and said he'd do everything he could to help us.
Oh, grand. But this was at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had dinner with him, too?
Well, yes. When lunch was over, he went to the phone and called Mr. Wakefield. He lives here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And asked him to have dinner with us this evening.
Well, what was the idea?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you another thing. I realize now that what I didn't know about the way to get a bill brought before the legislature would fill a large book.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Mr. Radcliffe interested himself in the case, or I'm afraid my chances of winning out had been pretty poor.
How so, Bob?
Well, in the first place, it seems that it's necessary to have a representative introduce a bill before the legislature.
Oh?
So, when it convenes...
Oh, when's that going to be?
The 19th, October.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hampton says that Wakefield's one of the most powerful representatives in the legislature.
Hmm.
That's the reason he had him down to meet me. And he's going to introduce our bill.
Well, how does it work, getting a bill before the legislature, do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got the whole setup from them. Any member of the legislature can introduce the bill.
Hmm.
But, naturally, it's to one's advantage to get the most influential member possible.
Sure.
Well, then, after the bill's been introduced, the speaker refers it to subcommittee... And they investigate the merits of the case and report their findings, favorable or unfavorable.
Hmm.
I'll tell you one thing, Ruth Ann. You certainly did me a favor when you suggested getting Alison Radcliffe on that board. Your father was so interested that this evening he volunteered to have his lawyer draw up the bill for us. That grand?
Yeah, I suppose it's important that be done right, huh?
Oh, well, I realize fully I couldn't do it myself. And since Houston isn't here, it'd... cost us a whole lot of money, I'm afraid.
Well, is that all there is to it then, Bob? Just to get the bill presented and see how they vote on it?
Oh, no, honey. That's just the beginning. And just as soon as the bill is introduced, I'll have to go down to the Capitol and do a little lobbying.
Lobbying? What's that?
Oh, meeting with the representatives. Try to persuade them to vote in our favor.
Mm. Exit the doctor and enter the politician.
Well, certainly in a good enough cause and... be worth all the effort I'll put into it.
Yeah, but what will I be doing while you're there?
You're going to be doing your bit right here at home, honey.
How?
Well, Mr. Hampton suggested that the board write letters to club women all over the state, you see.
Uh-huh.
Telling the story of the sanitarium and asking them to appeal to their various representatives to vote in our favor.
Oh, I
And
see.
You can take care of that, see?
Uh-huh.
Say, it looks to me as if you really got someplace today, Bob.
Yes, I think I did. Yeah, all along I've been determined to go on with this plan, but as to how I was going to do it and procedure and all that sort of thing, I was pretty vague about it.
Uh-huh.
But now I know just what we're going to do, and that's half the battle.
Well, here I am.
Oh, here, honey, let me take that tray. She called me. I had to come out and carry it in.
Well, that's all right. It isn't heavy. Set it here on the coffee table.
All right.
You can go out and get the coffee, though, if you will.
All right. Anything else you want me to bring in?
No, I think I have everything else. Ruth Ann, do you want to pull your chair around so that you... will somebody answer
I'll
that?
Answer.
Hello? Oh, yes, Ellen. Oh, is that so? He wants me to call him right away, huh? All right, I will. Yes, I know his number. Well, I don't know. Not very much longer.
Ask if she wants to come over and have some cake and coffee with
you. Ellen, Janet's serving cake and coffee. She wants to know if you want to come on over. All right, I'll tell her. Goodbye. Yeah, she says she's all ready for bed.
Oh, too bad.
And she also said she didn't think it was good for you to be eating and drinking coffee this late at night.
Isn't that just like...
Say, could I use your phone, Janet? I have to make a call.
Oh, sure, help yourself.
Willow, 6695, please.
Who are you calling, Bob?
That's right. Dr. Freeling. He called the house just now and asked Ellen to have... hello. Dr. Freeling there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Where shall I put this coffee, sweetie?
Right here.
Hello, Dr. Freeling. It's Dr. Graham. Did you call me? Oh, that's perfectly all right. Yes? Mm-hmm. Well, what time, Doctor? Well, I'll have to think a minute. See, I have an operation scheduled for 9:15. And another for 10:30. Last one shouldn't take long, so... Well, yes, I can do it, I think. But what's the trouble? Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I'll see you over there in the morning around 11.
Hurry up, Dr. Bob. Throw your coffee down to get cold.
What?
It'll be all right.
What was that? You think I'm pretty clever? About what? I don't get you. Holding out on you? Say, what is this, anyway? Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I suppose it's all right. Well, no, what is it? Okay, Bill. Good night. Oh, somebody's crazy.
What do you mean?
Bill Freeling just now. He wants me to assist him with an operation tomorrow. Then after we got all set on that, he said, you think you're pretty clever, don't you?
Clever about what?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. He's laughing. Said something about their finding me out, even if I did hold out on them.
Well, what was it?
I'm sure I don't know. Haven't any idea. Whatever it was, he seemed to think it was a pretty good joke, and he was still laughing about it when he hung up.
Freeling. I know him, don't I?
Yes, on the staff over at the hospital. We were over there at dinner one night about a year ago.
Oh, yes, sure. Well, sit down and have your coffee, and then we must go home.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Even though Bob does have big, important matters like state legislatures and operations and all that to think about, don't forget I'm only a housewife and have to crawl out of bed at the crack of dawn and get his breakfast in the morning.
Find just the smart touch you need for that new dress, sweater, hat, or suit in this stunning floral spray pin Old Dutch Cleanser is offering you. It's 14-karat gold finish, so it fits right into this season's vogue for gold trimming. It's a quality piece of costume jewelry made by one of America's leading jewelers. The floral design consists of three flowers, one large and two small, with satin-finished petals that contrast with the brightly polished tapering stems and the green-gold effect of the leaves. The heart of each flower is set with a good-sized, brilliantly cut, simulated amethyst. It's such an up-to-the-minute style that you'll want several extra pins for gifts or bridge prizes. I'd even suggest looking ahead to the holidays, for this is a bargain hard to duplicate. This pin is worth $1, but Old Dutch is offering it to you for only 25 cents and the windmill pictures from two Old Dutch Cleanser labels. This pin was made exclusively for Old Dutch Cleanser. The only way you can get it is through this offer. Hurry, send order to Old Dutch Cleanser, Chicago, Illinois today. The offer is good only in the United States. Remember, Old Dutch Cleanser is economical to use because it goes so far. Order a supply from your grocer today. This is Russ Young speaking for Old Dutch Cleanser. And by the way, remember, beginning next Monday, September 25th, Bachelor's Children will be broadcast at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Listen for another chapter in the story of Bachelor's Children at this same time tomorrow. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
9 o'clock at WJSV, Washington.